Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Michigan. To give you a quick update, on Tuesday we preached at Crossfire Church, Luke 19:10, and then on Thursday we were one of the main speakers here for their Second Amendment gun rally, which turned out great, by the way. That's the voice that the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear, is that people are rising up all over the country. We did that. Now we're on holdover right now for a church tomorrow, and then we get our little teachers back into the state of Minnesota, only to come back to Michigan on the 10th of October, and then Tennessee at the end of the month of October. So we have several events set up for that time, but we are out there doing this stuff, friends, being spent on the road, me and my family, and we just appreciate everybody that we can continuously consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty and support. If you'd like to check that out, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and jump onto membership. Again, we would ask that you would consider. Don't forget about us, because we are here only by you. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Now, before I bring up Dan back from Ohio onto the air with me, I want to give a shout-out to a brand-new affiliate, KARV AM 610 and 93.1 FM from Russellville, Arkansas. Again, regional radio KARV 610 AM and 93.1 FM, Russellville, Arkansas. We appreciate your trust. We will do our best not to let you down. We understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and we will hold to it by the grace of God and not let anybody down and bring it about resolve. It is our responsibility to bring the answers to the American people, and it's exactly what we're doing here. I wanted to tell you, really, just shoot from the hip real quick here, it's interesting to note that as the country is being destroyed by the state, by the same representatives that are claiming they're celebrating a national holiday because of the Constitution, namely the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, he's talking about how exceptional we are, how we need to hold to our doctrine as to who we are in this country. Don't forget, friends, out of the other side of his mouth, it was actually Donald Trump and Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, that did, in fact, just sign on to the United Nations doctrine concerning the curriculum for our kids in America. You heard me right. Donald Trump's U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, just signed on to a radical global UN agenda, and you didn't hear a peep from the mainstream media, who is in fact covering for Donald Trump. Folks, they're not at war with them. They're working it back and forth, folks, so they can continuously push the agenda through the center of it. It's what Vladimir rightly says, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And one more point before I bring up Don from Ohio. Also keep in mind, while your country is being destroyed by the such and the likes of this current administration, what does the mainstream media do? Well, they distract you. They divert you from the matters that need are important, that demand our attention the most. What do? Well, they highlight surfing dogs out in California as if anybody really cares about that. Folks, we need to understand that we're under a military psyop, a CIA psyop. Don was just talking about the PSYOP, QAnon. Folks, you need to understand it's a military CIA PSYOP. It's only there to distract you. Keep in mind, QAnon has been there for a long time, promising things that never come, just like the President of the United States of America. So, without further ado, let me pull back Don from Ohio. Are you there, my friend?
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to mention... Okay. something I heard on the news, a few things. Number one, I was going to bring up what you said about Trump with the Constitution. He hasn't followed that. But the Abrahamic Peace Accord, don't you have to be at war to sign a peace accord? Those countries have never been at war. That's just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg has so much blood on her hands of innocent babies in the womb, and they're going to make this woman out to be a hero.
Of course, they deal with all of their own. And that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. If people don't know the word, Don, they're going to go right along with it. You're exactly right. And by the way, it's exactly what went through my mind. This devil, who's in hell where she belongs now, by the way, by the fruit that she bears, that's how we judge her, by the judge's word, friend. Don, you're exactly right. She's got the blood of millions of innocent babies on her hands. No question about it.
I have to bring up, you know, these Republicans have turned out to be just as big a tyrants as the Democrats. Here in Ohio, Mike DeWine has had the state shut down and mask orders and just bankrupting all these small businesses. And the suicide rates are through the roof. And you know, Trump is coming here on Monday, and DeWine says, oh, I'm not going to enforce mask mandates. So they're going to let you go out and protest and riot and let you have campaign rallies because the virus doesn't spread there.
Yeah. Don, you know what I've learned a long time ago? You've just got to ignore them. You've just got to ignore them. You have to resist them. You have to defy them. And you have to make others know exactly who they are and what it is that they mean to do to them that are, in fact, too ignorant to understand how they're being subjected to nothing but propaganda. I just ignore them in the sense of what they have to say, and I just keep going on with my bad self and giving them a reason to worry about what I'm doing rather than me worrying about what they're doing, my friend.
Right. Well, this is an important thing to bring up. So, you know, they've already bankrupted Main Street America and all these small businesses, and Jeff Bezos' work has doubled in the last 6 months, but that's not good enough. Trump, a couple weeks ago, signed that thing so that landlords can't collect rent and they can't throw people out. So all these mom-and-pop renters that own property are going to go bankrupt because they're going to have people not paying their rent.
That's right. And this is, of course, what it's all about. It's about design. It's about the design. It's about getting to see who's going to submit to them, who's going to buy the new narrative. And it's also about causing their partners in business and their covenant and their alliance to flourish. What people don't know is over 100,000 businesses will never reopen again. That's 55% of all the businesses that have been shut down. But people need to understand nobody in government lost their job. As a matter of fact, they got pay raises. And secondly, people need to understand that their cohort in crime, namely the corporate businesses across the United States of America, have been flourishing over the last 6 months. Flourishing.
Bradley, we have the Nuremberg Accords from Joseph Mengele using untested vaccines and doing all kinds of experiments with human beings. And our own government is bragging and pushing out a vaccine that has not been tested.
Yeah, that's right. I got to take a quick break again, Dan. I love hearing from you, brother. Stay tuned. And, folks, I'm going to take a quick hard break, and I'll be right back on the other side. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate you, brother.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, my friend. Our sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. And we got kind of sidetracked a little bit, but we stayed on track the best way that we could. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is basically exactly what's happening in this country today. They're tightening the noose. Tightening the noose in so many ways, friends, as to suppress everybody that counters the narrative of the mainstream media. But interestingly enough, they're not being banned. They're not being censored. Folks, that should be a great cause for concern concerning everybody that's listening to me right now. I'm talking about you and your country. And if you don't mind, if I could take a pause and just kind of high-five Dan, my friend from Ohio, and share with him something another friend, a listener, just now sent in, Brian Ewing, that things are getting way out of hand, and I've seen this for a long time since the beginning of this administration. I mean, we had Ann Coulter talking about in Trump we trust. This is blasphemy, friends. And the list goes on. I've seen paintings of George Washington crossing the Delaware River during the War for Independence, and it was transposed from George Washington's face to that of Donald Trump's face. I've done a whole show on just yard signs of people literally equating to Donald Trump being the king of the Jews and the God that needs to be worshipped in America. I'm not kidding you, friend. This is dangerous. Dangerous information that's being thrown out, but it's very telling as to how close we are to falling to a clear and full judgment concerning the hand of God upon this nation, though it is raining judgments down now. But Brian Ewing just sent over to me, Israel Today. You ready for this, friend? You know what the headline is? Middle East. Write good things about Trump. He's the king of the Jews. I'm not making this up. This is how far people have taken Donald Trump. Write good things about Donald Trump. He's the king of the Jews. We should all do our best to remember that when you put yourself in that position, it's just a matter of time before the Lord sets the record straight. Read Isaiah 14. But if you remember right, when the people cried out to hear that this is the voice of a God and not a man, the Lord sent an angel to strike him and he became a worm. We need to understand the severity of what's going on in this country and also understand that dictators were loved by the people for the most part. They were not hated. They were loved by the people to their own demise. And they all claim to be the good guy. They all, a good portion of them, all claim to be Christians, like Adolf Hitler, who convinced 80 million of his people to basically go war against his political opposition in hopes of establishing a global order through the Third Reich and his SS. Remember, he had God with us on his belt, friends? He convinced people that he was a Christian. And he convinced his people to do his killing for him. Years later, friends, they wrote history books for their children so it might not ever happen again. Now look what they have. Janet Merkel, Adolf Hitler incarnate in a woman's body. Look what they're dealing with now because they forgot their history. Well, America, so have you. We have no king in this country but King Jesus. Period. We follow him. We do not follow man. And I want to tell you something first and foremost. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is the king. Man is not the king. And the Lord will see fit to make sure that you understand it either in this life or in the life after. Because every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ and him alone is Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Let's get back to this topic, friends. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Does anybody understand why this is the number one show in over 131 cities out of 65 different shows on Genesis Communications? The number one and two show, does anybody understand why that is? Because I'm telling you what the Word of God says. I'm telling you what the Constitution says. That's how you bring about resolve. And we've learned from history is to emulate those that followed the same dictates of the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution, namely our fathers, and we emulate them because they exhibited it. They gave us an example as to how we should follow those that have gone before us. Hebrews 13:7 says we're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. And they were the ones that told us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Period. You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Tightening the news. Why aren't the mainstream media's corporate outlets being banned, censored, or suppressed? But everybody else is. Isn't that interesting, friends? Guess what? Rachel Maddow and Dave Matthews, they have no problems with social media. They don't have any problems with Google. They don't have any problems with Facebook or Twitter. They don't have any problems with YouTube. No. And it tells you who they are when they have a problem with those that are exposing them for who they are. Friends, John 7:7. It's when you tell the truth, that's when you get in trouble in this country. Hey, folks. We're in a time of deception. When you tell the truth and it becomes a revolutionary act, it should tell you who's trying to wield control over you. And we can see that the media has been doing that for a long time in this country, along with corruption in government, hand in glove. Folks, these outlets have been exposed for decades in fabricating their propaganda and their fictitious stories. And fictitious stories they are, and yet they are out of the equation when it comes to unlawfully censoring and suppressing information. You need to ask the question why that is, because they're on the same team. And it should go to show you, friends, that the Democrats and the Republicans are on the same team, too, because we see nothing but from this administration, but nothing but words of condemnation, name-calling, and the such, but he doesn't understand that he's the chief the commander-in-chief that's to faithfully execute the laws against those that he complains about. It should show you, friends, that they're on the same team. The law unto justice is nowhere in the equation, is it? Nowhere. Just think about it. The American people have been so dummied down that they actually believe Donald Trump and Joe Biden are legit. Joe Biden was just recently called out with his son, Hunter Biden, for what? Committing the act of treason with China. And the media's got you believing that America's at war with China and Russia, and yet they're all calling for a new world order. Wake up, America. Wake up. This is exactly why they're trying to separate the people. This is exactly why they're trying to divide the American people. And who divides the American people more than the mainstream media, friends? Nobody does. If you're drinking in the Kool-Aid, read Mark 3:25. And what's worse is that most Americans are passive and don't think so far as to what the realization of what is actually taking place. And what is that? Your God-given rights are under attack. We had Dr. June Knight on, who's a White House correspondent, 2.5 weeks ago. She had said during a meeting, a world meeting with world leaders at the table, where she overheard an individual say, aloud to the rest of them, the way that we conquer a nation is we create a two-party system. Who feeds into the two-party system than today's conservatives, which in fact are yesterday's liberals? Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Who are the conservatives of the day? Yesterday's liberals. Hey, folks, just think about this concerning the topic. Tightening the news, why aren't the mainstream media's corporate outlets being banned, censored, or suppressed? I want you to think about this. If today's representative, because we just dropped a lawsuit on Facebook yesterday, it's interesting to note that if the said representatives in the United States of America were actually doing their job, we wouldn't have to get a lawyer involved to go get from Facebook what the law requires in the first place. But what do the American people do? Well, they settle for a Ted Cruz, a great appeaser. Well, the conservatives of the day are impressed by his oracle skills when he drills the CEO, if you want to call that. They call it that from the likes of YouTube. None of the questions that are asked are actually legitimate. They're all pre-scripted, as if you haven't figured that out yet. We're going to come right back to the appeaser right after this, friends, concerning our topic. Line upon line, precept upon precept. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election has cast an immediate spotlight on the crucial high court vacancy, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell quickly vowing to bring a vote to whomever President Donald Trump nominates. Democratic nominee Joe Biden
vigorously disagreed, declaring that the voters should pick the president and then the president should pick the justice to consider. The impending clash over the vacant seat, when to fill it and with whom, is sure to significantly affect the stretch run of this presidential race, further stirring passions in a nation already reeling from the pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 people, left millions unemployed, and heightened partisan tensions and anger. The president, in brief remarks to reporters after learning of Ginsburg's death, called her an amazing woman who led an amazing life. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump has announced billions in funding for Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory whose leadership the president has derided in the past as corrupt. Trump made the announcement in a White House news conference days after his Democratic rival Joe Biden introduced a new recovery plan. Asking why he's pushing for the aid package now so close to the election instead of a year ago, the president said, "We've been working on this for a long time and wanted to get it right." The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time in history, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet as hurricane names this season, after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. The Greek alphabet comes into play after 21 traditional names like Laura and Sally are used, starting with an A name and progressing through the alphabet as new storms form. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not used. Subtropical Storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm, Tropical Storm Wilfred, formed earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. I don't know what's going on here, but we had a little technical issues, but we are back up and on. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just highlighting the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, friends, was one wicked witch. To suggest that anybody's going to sit back and allow others and capacity of incumbency concerning our government to sit back and praise her as a great judge, you've got to be sadly mistaken, friends. She's got a lot of blood on her hands, and so do the American people that allowed her to sanction the murder of the innocent in the first place. People in this country, I don't know what it is. It's like the American people believe for some reason or another that their said representatives are the ones that are going to have to answer for what's right and what's wrong. No. Folks, they're an extension of who we are. If we allow them to make the wrong choice and they make the wrong choice, we're going to have to answer for the choices that we submitted to concerning the one that we listened to before God. And so it is. We're not going to stand there independently of ourselves, friends, grouped up, and point our finger back and say, well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's the one that did it. No, you're going to have to stand before the judge all by yourself for what you tolerated in this life. For anybody to suggest that she was a great judge, she was a criminal, friends, is exactly what she was. She's a criminal, just like Sotomayor, just like Alina Kagan, just like John Roberts. They're criminals. They're extorted men that are being used to dictate the rest of our lives. And if the American people once again would take the time to read Article 3, Section 1, you wouldn't be worried about, if they appoint this judge or if they appoint that judge or if they appoint that president or if they appoint that president. If the American people were the law and they've seen one of their said representatives overthrowing the Constitution, we've been given commands and dictates long ago to overthrow them that are overthrowing our Constitution. And by the way, again, when you peruse the Constitution, it's easy to find. The president doesn't have a right to break the law. A senator doesn't have a right to break the law. A congressman doesn't have a right to break the law. The people are caught up in between the left and the right paradigm. Shame on you. Really? Hey, folks, judges don't have a right to break the law. In every single capacity of government, every single one of them, including the president, all the way down, can be impeached and prosecuted. Well, you're worried about what they're going to do. If you'd read the law and hold their feet to the fire, you wouldn't have to worry about what they might do. Because if they do the wrong thing, the American people would stand up and do the right thing when they did the wrong thing, and they would right the wrong. That's why you're in trouble, America, because the American people have become ignorant in a big way. And there's no excuse for it. I'm so sick and tired of people talking about what if they appoint that judge, or what if they appoint that judge, or what if they appoint that senator, or what if they appoint that congressman or that representative. We're all supposed to abide by the same laws. That's why you're divided. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That's exactly right. I'm just thinking about in the book of Ephesians right now and how we're not to be taken as infants, friends, by every wind of doctrine, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of who? By the sleight of men. What type of men? And cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive the people. We're not supposed to be moved. We're supposed to be steadfast, fixed in direction with our feet upon the rock, not upon the opinions of cunning men and crafty men. People wonder why, Bradley, why are you so angry? My question to you is, why aren't you angry? You act like it's not your country that's under attack. That's what's sad about all of it. We were just talking about tightening the news. Why aren't the mainstream media's corporate outlets being banned, censored, or suppressed? If you just joined us for the second hour, right at the beginning of last hour, friend, YouTube shut my page down the minute I went live. If we were lying, friend, I can understand, but that's not the problem. You get in trouble in this country when you tell the truth, not when you lie. It's a revolutionary act in the time of deception to tell the truth, isn't it? Yes, it is. Hey, folks, big tech companies are not under attack. Neither is the mainstream media, but we are. Those that are willing to lay their necks out for you and sacrificing themselves to give you the truth, they're the ones that are under attack. And you need to ask yourself why it is. I just shared with you that we just dropped a lawsuit on Facebook yesterday. Hey, folks, why did I have to hire an attorney to go after Facebook? I'll tell you why. Because your said representatives aren't upholding the law, nor are they enforcing the law, because they're in, as they say, friends, they're in it together with big tech companies in an attempt to suppress anybody that would dare speak out against either the media or those that they're protecting. The American people are, they're entertained out of their freedoms by the likes of a Ted Cruz, an arrogant narcissist and appeaser, just like that of the past Trey Gowdy, America's great appeaser, and Jason Chaffetz, the American great appeaser, right? And Daryl Issa, making themselves millions upon millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. We call them the American appeasers because that's all they do is entertain their little ignorant sheeple that are ignorant enough to believe what they're saying is actually legit. But what happens after their grilling, for example, of Ted Cruz, when he jumped on board to grill YouTube, whatever became of it, America? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He just appeased the American people. He deceived them into believing that he was going to deal with YouTube and the big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter and Google. Nothing ever happens to them, friends. They're never held to the standard of the law. Why? You got to answer that question. Who's the strength of the Constitution in this country, friends? We are. And if they're not going to do it, then we're going to have to. But again, the American people are appeased by the likes of a Ted Cruz, who grills big tech companies. What a joke. Seriously, America, has it come to a point where you become embarrassed or ashamed of what you tolerate concerning the clowns in the circus of politics? I want to remind you that what these big tech companies are, and let me put in the word subversive big tech companies to American government are doing, it's a clear violation of our First Amendment rights, our God-given rights. In other words, it's against the law what they're doing. They're attacking, censoring, banning, and suppressing conservative information concerning the people that are willing to tell the rest of us the truth. But the likes of the CIA-controlled media outlets, not a one of them, not a one of them is being censored, America. Not a one of them. Not a one of them is being censored. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith or prohibiting the stopping thereof of the free exercise or abridging the freedom of speech or the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's interesting that Tim Brown, who does the Sons of Liberty Media in the morning, just got done showing you, friends, the people in Britain that are standing against the corruption in their government, how YouTube over in the United States of America just gathered themselves to shut us down for doing exactly what the laws to protect in this country. They do not have a right to censor that which is lawful speech. Isaiah 5:20. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we have been talking about none other than what we're seeing on the front, which we are directly a part of right now. We have been under attack for a long time by the big tech companies. I just did an article where I literally had 245,000 shares, friends. Just one article where I had 245,000 shares. And guess what? Can't find it on my Google search. Now, if someone wants to post something negative about me, they can have 3 to 5 shares and they're right on the front page. You not understand how dangerous what's taking place across this country truly is? I was talking earlier about how powerful is their wielding concerning the narrative that they are controlling over the people on a global basis. There's 1,152 other politicians running for the candidacy, the presidency of the United States of America, and you've only heard about two of them. Donald Trump and treasonous Joe Biden. And people actually act as if it's legitimate. Woe unto you, America. Woe unto you. During the last segment, I just highlighted the fact that Tim Brown, who does the morning show here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com at 6 o'clock Eastern, his show was censored today. Why was it censored today? It was censored today because he was showing you what was going on over in England, live from Trafalgar Square in London. Resist an Act for Freedom rally with MC Kate Chimarani. It was banned by YouTube because YouTube does not want you to know that the rest of the world is resisting this COVID-perpetuated fraud for what it is. And if you're just joining us, this is happening in Australia. This is happening in France. This is happening in Germany. This is happening in America. They don't want the American people to know, or global people to know, that we're unified standing against tyranny. So what do? They shut down my channel the minute I went live today. Looks like we're going to have to lawfully deal with YouTube, too. Hey, folks, it's not like I'm attacking YouTube. It's not like I'm attacking Facebook. It's not like I'm attacking this administration or corruption that I expose. No, they're attacking me. They don't have a right to do what they're doing. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, Christianity, under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Okay? Nobody from a foreign land has a right to come here in an attempt to usurp the U.S. Constitution and our Christian constitutional heritage. I go on, First Amendment, or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise thereof. But this is what big tech companies are doing, friends. Or abridging the freedom of speech. This is what they're doing. Or of the press. I want to tell you something. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They don't have a right to lie. They don't have a right to defame. They don't have a right to censor lawful speech or ban lawful speech. They don't have a right. And I finished it. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Why is it that when people in this country stand up and petition the government for a redress of grievances in the masses, why is it big tech companies are censoring them and suppressing them and banning them? I mean, have you ever seen such an ignorant people? I've never seen a business model in all of my life, friends, where they've actually educated their employees to attack their paying clients or customers. But that's what big tech companies are doing, because it's not about the money. Why? Because the government, during this time, is stealing your tax dollars and reallocating to big corporations to remain operational in this time. It's the same thing happening with corporations. It's the same thing happening with the airlines. They're attacking their customers because they're bullying you into submission concerning the government's unconstitutional edict. This is called fascism. It's exactly what's happening. And my Bible tells me, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. What these subversive big tech companies want is absolute control over the information that you and I have by tightening the noose, per se, and that through authoritarian measures. Hey, friends, they want one narrative. Let me just say it really slow. Let me remind you as to what's going on here. And don't you dare sit back and say there's nothing that you can do about it, especially if you're listening to me concerning one of my affiliates in over 131 cities. Can you imagine if I said there's nothing I can do about it? Can you imagine if I didn't get my family into the car and go to Michigan to tell the people how their rights have been violated? Can you imagine if I just sat at home and said, you know what, there's nothing I can do about it? Can you imagine before I did one of the 365 high schools in 25 states, but I just sat back and tried to deceive myself into believing that there's really nothing I can do about it? This is how ignorant people have become. You can do everything about it. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But you got to fight. Friends, they want one narrative. And that narrative needs to fall in line with theirs, or they will censor you. How long are you going to put up with this? And what's of interest to every single one of you is the fact that they don't have the law on their side. They are subversive Therefore, on our part, and in response to their unlawful subversive activities, there was only one response. We filed a lawsuit against them. And I am determined in this ministry to see it all the way through. I don't care what I have to do or how I have to do it, as long as it's just and right before God and men, I'm going to do it. And we need your help in doing just that. Because, friends, they're scared to death that we're going to come together and we're going to put an end to their empire, their empirical reign of terror on the people they need to control. Remember, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said that if we had a, he said that, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of an enemy, fighting a foreign enemy. That's all we've seen for 20 years in this country. And isn't it interesting? Every administration talks about how they eradicated the threat. And then they bring the threat back every time they need it. And I want to tell you something, friends, for those that haven't awakened to the reality that we are in this world. You have military bases all over the globe. Think about that. You have military bases all over the globe. I'm making a point here, and I want to pull this up really quick as I'm speaking to you. Did you know that we have over 737 military bases in 148 countries? I bet you didn't know that. I bet you also didn't know that this government is dictating other countries all day long, 365 days a year. Since when did our government become some form of imperial government to rule over other nations? That's not constitutional, nor do most people in this country know that their government is actually playing the part of a terrorist concerning other countries. And what do? They divide you against other countries, and they incite you to go to war with other countries that are doing nothing but defending themselves from our empirical government. Oh, that sounds treasonous, Bradley. Oh, it does. And they need to be dealt with, don't they? It is treason on their part, isn't it? And isn't it interesting that it's our sons that are fighting their unconstitutional wars and conquering their country? These are the same people that are censoring us against their terroristic reign, friends, over the rest of us. And until the American people realize what's happening, the rest of the world's not going to be at peace, because we are literally bringing hell to other countries, because other countries will not submit to our reign of terror. You know, humorous is when I look at the American people that are persuaded by the same politicians that lie to them 24/7, 365 days a year, when it comes to telling us about how bad other countries are. Give me a break. Folks, it's time to stand up and be what we're called to be. Love you by what we do.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.